Queen Galana Valquin's throne gleamed in the firelight, the stone walls adorned with banners of gold and crimson. The air was thick with the scent of incense and candle wax, curling in the shadows, as though the very room itself was alive with anticipation. She stood before them, her subjects. Her eyes swept over their kneeling forms, her gaze sharp and imperious. She was queen here, and she knew the power she wielded over every soul in this room. Her long obsidian cloak pooled at her feet, the hem brushing the marble floors, and she lifted one hand to smooth her hair back from her face, her fingers lingering at the crown of gold perched upon her head. She felt their eyes, hungry and filled with devotion. But she would not give them what they wanted, not yet. Not until she was ready. Her fingers traced the curve of her neck, the delicate line of her collarbone, as she slowly stepped toward them. Her hand slid down, fingers grazing the front of her gown. It was soft velvet, the color of midnight, a dress that clung to her body like the night sky itself. And beneath the fabric, she felt the heat of her skin, the hunger rising, the ache in her core that she could not ignore. She was the queen, and they were nothing but mere vessels for her pleasure. She could feel their eyes follow her every movement, each of them desperate to see her come undone, but she would not indulge them yet. Instead, she slid her fingers between her legs, the warmth already pooling there. She didn't look at them as she did it. No, her gaze was distant, focused only on the pleasure she was about to claim. Her breath hitched as she pressed deeper, and still they watched, silent, not daring to move without her command. The room felt hotter, the air thick with desire. She could feel it now, the crest of sensation, the thrum of her own need pushing her to the edge. And then, just as the tension built, she allowed herself the release, slow, exquisite. The flood of pleasure running through her body, making her pulse quicken. Her head fell back, her throat exposed to the night air as she breathed deeply, her chest heaving with the aftermath of her own self-indulgence. She had done it for herself, but she knew, somehow, that they had watched every second, and that it pleased them. She turned to face them then, a smile curling at the corners of her lips. "Yes," she purred. "You have seen me. Now you may serve me." The room was silent, but she knew they were waiting. And when she was ready, she would command them all.